Classmates, you know him from Hanging with Mr. Cooper. He's an actor, comedian, and host who attended St. Bernard Elementary. Please welcome Maud Hay. Mark, how are you, brother?
I feel great here. Wow.
Were you a good student?
I was. No, I was a bad student. I was the kind of student that I had to hold the teacher's hand on every field trip.
You were scared?
No, I was bad. They had to hold that one right there.
Yeah, because it says on here, one time y'all did a field trip to the zoo, and what did you do?
We were lagging behind, and the monkeys were asleep, so we said, let's encouragement, we threw some bubble gum. Throwing bubble gum to the monkeys is fun. It's fun. They were chewing gum, steaming mouth. It was great, you know. It was great. That's what we did.
Could they blow bubbles? I don't know.
No, they tried. We kept moving.
Yeah.
They found out. Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, welcome to the classroom. Now, you're playing for charity today. Tell everybody about the charity you're playing.
Well, we're playing for the Children's Hospital Sickle Cell Research. My daughter, Gigi, has sickle cell, and we're trying to find a cure for it. We're trying to do research for it, so that's where my money is going.
Yes, sir. Well, let's win them some money today. By the way, your family is here. You have a beautiful family.
There we go. Hey, what's up, girls?
Well, we got some help for you today to raise some money. I've got some smart fifth graders who are your new classmates. Let me introduce you. We've got Lauren, Armand, and Jenny. So pick one of them, Mark. Let's get started.
We're going with you,
Armand, come on.
We're going with Armand. Let's go, Armand. Sorry, ladies.
Let me tell you how you're going to win money today for sickle cell research. You're going to take a test. There's 8 subjects. First grade through the fourth grade. First grade answers are worth $500. Fourth grade answers are worth $7,500. Mark, you ace this test, you'll have $25,000. I've got a bonus question that multiplies your winnings by 10. You could win a quarter of $1 million today. I have a feeling the roof would come off this place if we won a quarter of $1 million. Right. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. All right, everybody, let's find out. Is Mark Curry smarter than a fifth grader? Okay, let's get started. Pick your first subject.
Let's go measurements.
Measurements.
Let's go measurements.
First question of the day is worth $500. Here it is. John is using a recipe that calls for a half cup of milk. If he doubles the recipe, how many cups of milk does he use? John is using a recipe that calls for a half cup of milk. If he doubles the recipe, how many cups of milk does he use? Armand has locked in his answer.
Since I do a lot of cooking, not. But, and a half a cup of milk, and I think double half a cup of milk would be one cup of milk. Okay, I would like to lock that in. One cup of milk!
One cup of milk!
Yeah! All right!
I don't really think making a bowl of cereal could be called a recipe, but I like it. It's worth $500. You're absolutely right. One cup of milk.
Yes.
Half and a half equals one.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, let's keep it going. Mark, what would you like next?
Sir, Jeff, I'd like to go with animal science.
Second grade animal science.
All right.
Hopefully it's a question about monkeys chewing bubble gum.
Exactly.
It's worth $1,000. Here's the second grade question. Which of the following animals is a primate? Baboon, squirrel, or salmon? Which of the following animals is a primate? Baboon, squirrel, or salmon?
Wow.
All right, Armand has locked in his answer. What are you thinking?
Squirrels. I know squirrels. I hate squirrels. They hate me. I'm going to go with A, baboon. I'd like to lock that in.
Okay.
There we
go. Baboon.
Baboon.
Yeah!
Yes, yes.
Well, would it make you feel any better if I told you Armand agreed with you?
Yes, that would make me feel much better.
Armand agrees with you.
Yes.
And gentlemen, you are both absolutely right. It is Baboon.
Yes!
Look at that. I swear I got an uncle that looks just like that.
Look, he's eating chewing gum. You can tell. He is eating chewing gum.
From your field trip. All right, we got 1,500. Let's add to it.
Anatomy!
Let's go for anatomy.
Third grade anatomy.
Anatomy. All right.
Get it right, it'll take you to $5,000. Here's the third grade anatomy question. The cornea is a part of which organ in the human body? The cornea is a part of which organ in the human body? Armand has locked in his answer.
I like corn chips. The cornea is which part of organ in the human body? The word organ in human bodies is, I'm gonna say my eye. Like to lock it in.
Lock it in, I. It's like we're wishing the right answer up there.
Yeah, I'm trying to wish
it. The cornea is a membrane at the front of the eye. You are right,
wow.
You got 5,000. Can we turn this into a quarter of a million? Don't go away, we'll be right back. Smarter than a fifth grader. It's a celebrity edition, and Mark Curry is with us today, playing for the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles Sickle Cell Research Division. Off to a good start, 3 for 3.
Yes. Very, I haven't been in school in a while.
Okay, we got 5 subjects left. You do need to pick another classmate,
okay.
Right?
Okay, all right. Lauren.
Lauren, come on up, Lauren.
There you go. All right, Lauren.
That's a jump to high-five him, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. Lauren, we got 5 subjects up there. Which one do you like the best?
U.S. history.
U.S. history. Yeah. It's up to you, though.
I want to go with 4th grade cultural studies. Let's do that.
Correct answer here takes you to 12,500. Here is the 4th grade question. What is the official currency of Denmark? What is the official currency of Denmark? Lawrence locked in her answer.
Let me see. The rand is Africa. In Denmark, official currency. I think I may peak.
Okay.
I would like to lock in a peak.
Okay, you want to peak?
There we go. I like this.
Take a look at the board.
Okay.
Your fifth grade classmate, Lauren, said she thinks the answer is pounds.
I believe that Lauren is correct.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in pounds. I would like to lock it in.
Pounds.
There we go, Lauren.
I'll give you a pound.
Give you a pound. The official currency of Denmark is, in fact, the krone.
Krone. I thought that.
Krona.
The official currency
of Denmark is the krona.
I never even
Not
heard
the
of
pound.
That.
Here's the good news. We still have 12,500 on the board. We can turn that into 125,000. Let's start the comeback right now. What subject would you like next?
All right. We will do a comeback. And our comeback will be 4th grade U.S. history in
fourth
our comeback.
4th grade so. U.S. history. It's a big one, worth 7,500. The 4th grade U.S. history question is this, Mark. With a tenure lasting from 1801 to 1835, who was the longest serving Chief Justice in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court? With a tenure lasting from 1801 to 1835, who was the longest serving Chief Justice in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court? Lawrence locked in her answer.
He stayed 34 years. I should know this guy's name. 34 years, 1800s. I mean, he was the first Chief Justice or something. He had 34 years. He had to initiate something that I remember. You know what? I'm gonna say Earl Warren.
Okay.
I would like to lock that in, Earl Warren.
Locking in Earl Warren?
Earl Warren.
Earl Warren. Good guess. Earl Warren was actually the 20th century. Remember with the Kennedy assassination,
yeah.
The Warren Commission?
Yeah, Warren Commission. Yeah. You're right.
So that was at 1801 to 1835. The longest serving Chief Justice was John Marshall. John Marshall.
Wow.
That's okay. We can still turn this into $50,000. We got a little work to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back right after this. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Man.
Mark Curry is in the classroom with us, the former teacher.
Wow.
Oh, hang in with Mr. Cooper. Let's go win some money right now.
Yeah. I lost money.
First, second, and third grade. Fourth grade's gone. That's good news. You still have a cheat left. What subject, Mark?
What subject? Third grade math.
Third grade math.
I'm going to need you on this.
It's worth $3,500. Here's the third grade math question. Complete the following analogy. Pentagon is to 5 as heptagon is to what number? 9, 8, or 7? Complete the following analogy. Pentagon is to 5 as heptagon is to what number? 9, 8, or 7? Lauren has locked in her answer.
I'm gonna get some help.
You're gonna get some help?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, complete the following. And the Pentagon, I know the Pentagon is to 5. Okay. I would like to copy.
Gonna copy.
Come on, Lauren.
What would you have guessed?
If I would have guessed, heptagon is C, 7.
C.
Seven
if you had guessed C, you would have $3,500. That's
wow.
Correct. But you elected to copy, so you have to take the answer that this fifth grader wrote down.
Okay. And she's going to do me right. She's going to do me right.
Take a look at the board.
And the
Lauren
board.
Said, C7, you got $3,500. A heptagon has 7 sides. A pentagon has 5. Lauren returns to her desk. Okay, we're out of cheese, but we got $3,500 in only first and second grade questions now.
Okay, yes. Yes, sir.
Pick your poison, Mark.
Second all right,
grade
sir.
World I'm geography or first grade U.S.
Okay. I would like to go with second grade world geography,
second
please.
Second grade world geography. Let's get this one and add $1,000 to your total. Here's the second grade question. True or false? The continent of Europe has a land border with the continent of Asia. True or false? The continent of Europe has a land border with the continent of Asia.
What class is this? This is, must be a...
Second grade.
Wow. Second grade. We just went to recess.
Second grade.
All I remember was recess.
Second grade, true, false. They don't get a whole lot easier than this.
Oh, true or false. I mean, see that. The continent, when I saw the word continent, true or false went out. The continent of Europe has a land border with the continent of Asia. I say that is false. I would like to lock it in. The answer is false.
Jenny, what did you say?
True.
True.
Oh, God.
Jenny ain't hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I know Asia. I'm about to go to Japan.
Asia is much more than Japan. You got China, you got Russia, you got Turkey. That's a big land border. We still got a chance to win $5,000 for charity. That's our job when we come back right after this. Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Mark Curry is with us today.
I got one question.
We got to get it right. We can still turn it into $5,000.
Right.
First grade U.S. geography. Yeah. It's worth $500, Mark. Here's the first grade question. In terms of area, what is the largest ocean that borders the United States? In terms of area, what is the largest ocean that borders the United States?
Excuse me. Sounds of the whales in the oceans. My God.
What do you think?
I'm thinking, you know, maybe that Pacific.
Okay.
It's a big ocean. Indian Ocean is small and warm, create tropical. Yes, and it borders the U.S., but the Pacific borders that U.S.
Okay. So what's your gut say?
My gut says maybe the Pacific Ocean. I would like to lock that in, sir.
Okay.
Because I believe in myself, because I am smarter than a fifth grader.
I don't know if you're smarter than a fifth grader, but you are smarter than a first grader. The answer is Pacific Ocean. They got it right. You got it right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you got $500.
Yeah.
I've got a fifth grade bonus question that multiplies your winnings by 10. Mark, $500 could become $5,000.
Yeah.
On the bonus question, you get no help from your classmates. There are no cheats. Let's take a look at the subject, okay?
Okay, yes, the subject.
See if you like
it. It helps.
Today's fifth grade bonus question subject worth $5,000 is this. Fifth grade art.
Fifth grade art? Is that art about fifth graders? I didn't know.
What's a fifth grade art question?
Art? I went to a poor school. We didn't have art. That's unfair.
Let's check with your wife. All right, Nicole, what do you think? He's got $500. If you go for it and miss it, we won't let you leave empty-handed. We'll give you $250. So you're really risking $250 to win $5,000. What do you think, Nicole?
I think you should go for it.
Yeah!
GG, Mindy. All right.
Go for it.
What should I do, G and me? Should I go for
go
it?
Go for it.
Go for it?
Yeah!
I think I should go for it, sir.
Okay, you want to lock
I would
it.
Like to go for it and lock that in.
Yeah. Locking it in. You got $250. I think it's a good move. You can make $250 to give it to them, right? Fifth grade art is worth $5,000. Here is today's bonus question.
I don't want to see it.
What Italian artist of the Renaissance painted the work The Birth of Venus in the 1480s?
He didn't remember after he painted it.
What Italian artist of the Renaissance painted the work The Birth of Venus in the 1480s?
The Birth of Venus in the 1400s. Monet, Leonardo da Vinci, is that Italian? Vinci, yeah, say, you know what? Monet, that's only two guys I know. And I'm gonna go with Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci.
I'm just thankful you didn't say Leonardo DiCaprio, so. Leonardo da Vinci, you were totally right about the time.
The 1400s.
Yes, sir.
Surrealism, the birth of art.
Yes.
Everything, another time.
The only problem was he didn't paint The Birth of Venus.
So
Botticelli.
Botticelli.
Botticelli painted The Birth of Venus.
Wow.
But you know what? That was a good gamble. You only risked $250. You got $250. And we've learned something today.
Yes.
We have learned something today. Mr. Cooper, is there anything you'd like to say before you depart my classroom?
I would like to say that I, Mark Curry, is not smarter than a fifth grader.
See you next time. Goodbye, everybody.